What's the role of our association? Well, they have to define the evidence that's required for proof of performance. They have to establish what is a minimum requirement to practice as a breast surgeon. We have to develop a national specialty template for the local appraisal process, because we have to standardise this process. We have to define and we have to inform the specialty associations what is appropriate CPD. For example, the number of meetings that you attend each year, and is that attendance going to be mandatory, which will be very good for the coffers of ABS and BASA, I'm sure. We need to define what the specialty performance measures and audit participation is going to be. I have some concern about this fact that it's going to be drilled down to an individual level, because in reality individual data can be fairly meaningless, particularly if you have small numbers, because a small number will always make you an outlier. Okay? And also, if it's done individually rather than on a trust-wide basis, the problem then becomes yours rather than the trust's. And we all work as part of teams, and we work within a trust, and the trust has to take responsibility for this. And so I do question the fact that we might be looking at individual statistics. Individual statistics might be helpful in some aspects, but it does concern me for revalidation. And I think that we have to establish an e-portfolio. We have to start using IT to enable and facilitate this process, so that we can drop in our data on a yearly, monthly, or whatever basis, which we can then take to our appraisal. Ed was saying we carry around a folder. Have any of you seen the folders? Have any of you seen the folders that some of our colleagues have to take to PMET-B? Because that is essentially the sort of folder that you're going to have. You certainly can't carry it unless it's on a memory stick. So...